Rhoda learned that there is power in agreeing together in prayer. In England, they used to call it a concert. Concert is everybody plays together. They're not all tooting their own horn. It's all blending. Sounds a lot like Jesus saying in Matthew, "If any two of you shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done unto them of my Father which is in heaven." Hey, I like this one. "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." I got to be honest with you. When I walk in an auditorium like this and see it packed and jammed with teenagers, I get excited. It stirs my heart. But we have this tendency to think if we get more people, something big will happen. But it may be that the big thing will begin with two or three of you somewhere in just a prayer meeting. See, I didn't come tonight thinking that we'd see all the fruit of what God wanted to do. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of it we won't see till we all gather together someday around the throne of God again. But here's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering what would happen if two or three of you in your youth group started just a prayer meeting. May I say this? If you got the kind of friends you can't pray with, you got the wrong friends. Or you are the wrong friend, one of the two. If you're embarrassed to pray in front of the person you're seated next to right now, then something's not healthy about your relationship. See, you ought to have the kind of friends that you could say, "Hey, man, would you help me pray about something? Hey, I'm burdened for a friend. Let's pray together until they get saved." You want to see revival? See, we say we want it. We don't want it. We're not willing to pay the price yet. When we really want to see a spiritual awakening and God shake our country and turn the hearts of people back to Him and awaken churches and see something in our generation, you will find young people somewhere praying. And they will have learned that there is power in agreeing together in prayer.